Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Are we going to talk about Hillary Clinton to start the show off? I say no. But trust me, we will get there. Because you have emailed me and spoken, and you all have an opinion. I'm serious. You all have an opinion on Hillary Clinton. And how can you not? Because she's walking on eggshells. Or if she's not walking on eggshells, the people around her are walking on eggshells, trying to figure out who's going to go down for classified, top-secret information on servers. What a blunder and what a nightmare. Could this ultimately tank her aspirations to be president? The answer when you use the word could is, of course it could. Will it? I still don't think so. But let's put it this way. The sharks in the Democratic Party are definitely circling. I can tell because my phone blew up in 10 directions today, with different snippets from different people trying to tell me that they had secret information to tell me. The word is secret. Secret information to tell me that they had overheard a conversation here or a conversation there with somebody they knew that was pretty high up in the Democratic Party. Yeah. But the bottom line is there really, truly are people that are thinking of jumping into this because they see a weak spot in Hillary Clinton, realizing you cannot guarantee for sure that this does not tank her. And one misstep in any direction and it's over. But let's say she gets through this, then okay, she's through it. But just in case she doesn't, Al Gore is talking about making a run for president again. Al Gore. I thought he owned like 5 islands. And he made all that money on green, but then had electricity in his house. I thought that's what happened. He ran off with Larry David's wife or something, and I don't know. Well, apparently he's back, and there's conversation about Al Gore seriously thinking of taking the bait and running. Then there's Joe Biden, who's on vacation, but he is having coffee somewhere in undisclosed locations to discuss the possibility of running for president. So I think that the Democratic establishment thinks there is a chance that Hillary Clinton does not make it through this maze, that somehow she doesn't make it. And if she doesn't, they want to be ready for whoever it is or for a few different choices to rock the platform, to get out there, make the speeches, have the catchy slogan, and attract attention away from the Republicans, who, if Clinton goes down, they'll grab that momentum back. And if I'm Rence Priebus, isn't it fun to play backseat driver? If I'm Priebus, the head of the Republican Party, you know, the chairman, then I am sitting there in my war room and I'm waiting for that momentum because I'm going to catch the ball this time. We're not going to drop it and I'm going to take it as far as I can take it, which means all the way. Because if the Republicans are smart, this is how they play it. And it may be a gift that they receive. It might be a gift. We'll know certainly in the next couple of months. October at the latest, because October 22nd is when Hillary Clinton testifies. Sad news today that made me think, since I was just standing by a roller coaster with my nieces maybe 3 weeks ago, and I saw this story about Cedar Point Park. Does anybody know that in Ohio? I went to school in Ohio, and immediately I knew it, because in Sandusky, that's people I went to school with at Ohio University, they'd always talk about the roller coasters. So at one of the renowned roller coasters, there was a man who lost some of his stuff on the ride, then got off to track him down. Oh, this is the worst. So he's frantic. Why? Because apparently he's trying to find his cell phone. The cell phone or whatever fell, And he was there with some friends. This James Young is his name. And he had hopped on the Raptor. And this happened about like 5 o'clock at night. So when he gets off, he knows, oh, geez, I lost some stuff. So he jumps over a fence into a restricted area under the Raptor, right? There's a reason why those fences were there, but he wasn't thinking of that. So he's trying to get it, and the train, the roller coaster train, hit him. Oh, can you imagine? And there were people on that train. So nobody else was hurt. That's the good thing about it. There's not much good about it. And unfortunately, he died. And these roller coasters, especially at this particular park, are the draw. They talk about 10 miles of track, and they say they're the roller coaster capital of the world. So, you know, immediately that set off panic. Not panic where everybody's fleeing the park, but panic as to what had happened. And, boy, I think that's just awful. Not thinking, worried about the cell phone, of course, getting off the ride and not thinking, oh, I'm underneath this coaster. This is safe. Just thinking, I hope I can find this phone. There's a good lesson in that of you just assume, you know, that whole assumption thing, because, well, how could that happen? Then there was some pretty darn sad news that I read today that just turned my stomach. I'm telling you. And maybe I was a little bit tired. I was like, wow, I got to put my head down. I got to take a cat nap after this. But Connecticut's highest court overturned its death penalty. So they're saying no to the death penalty. And the reason this made me sad is because I can remember talking to people who knew the family. You know where I'm going with this. If you remember this night on America Tonight, it was in the early days, in the beginning. And there were two men that raped and strangled a mother, molested one of the daughters in Connecticut, set fire to the house, killed the woman and her 11 and 17-year-old daughters, tied them to their beds after all that nonsense. And they were inmates who were on death row until this ruling. So now their lives have been spared. Joshua Kamerjeski and Stephen Hayes were sentenced to death for the murders, the sick, grisly murders of Jennifer Hawkett Pettit and her two daughters, her two young daughters, which, by the way, the husband was there, too. They beat the crap out of him, and he was able to get away, bloodied and barely breathing. So in 2012, Governor Daniel Malloy signed a bill into law that abolished the death penalty, making the state the 17th to abandon it altogether. And the fifth in 5 years, because this is a big push to usher in some kind of a repeal, right? But the inmates already on death row when the law were passed were considered exempt from the law and could be executed. But now they ruled in a different direction. So the Supreme Court rules differently. The vote was close, 4-3 to overturn the death penalty. I can't imagine how the husband feels, the father of those two daughters feels after hearing that decision. I think it was one of the most chilling, awful things that I've ever, ever heard. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Gaia Fora and Cross.tv.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, wake up, America, and thanks for hanging with us as we bang a drum or two, perhaps. Mark Schulman joins us now, and believe it or not, he has really hung out with some pretty cool ladies and some others as well. I already mentioned this Pink Cher and even Stevie Nicks. He is a professional speaker and a musician. The hint was the whole drum thing. He plays drums, and what an incredible background he has. Man, I would have loved to have been a roadie for him at some point during his career. And he's got a cool new book out called Conquering Life's Stage Fright. Mark, thanks for coming on the show.
Wow, Kate. Holy moly, what an intro.
I'm serious. Oh,
Thank you.
If I could have hung with you, how fun would that be? You know, let's start from the beginning.
Know, we're far from dead yet, Kate. There's still plenty of time to hang.
So the drums, were you one of those kids that just that was it? You were touching, you were banging, you were moving your hands, and
that
it was just
it. I was my mom said I came out of the womb beatboxing before there was beatboxing. Maybe I invented beatboxing, I don't know.
Nice.
But as the story goes, you know, I saw this performance when I was 3 years old. It changed my life, and it was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and I saw Ringo, and I was just transfixed. And then I saw the screaming girls, and I said, I want that. And then, of course, my parents said, no, drums are too loud. Can't you play a nice instrument like your brother Randy? He plays violin. But I ended up playing cello off and on for many years. But finally, they couldn't deny my passion. And at 9 years old, I finally got my first real drum set. At 12 years old, I played my first professional gig. And I was off to the races.
Oh, man, I love it. Okay, so of all the people that you played with, this is a tough question. It's like a question, you know, I've interviewed over 12,000 people, Mark, and people always say to me, who is the most exciting person you ever interviewed? Well, it's pretty hard to boil that down. But of all the people that you've hung out with and toured with and everything, who right now comes to mind? Who's jumping into your mind when I ask you the question about, hey, man, tell us a story?
Okay, Chad asked that question. Because here's the thing. I really, there's so many amazing things about just about every artist that I work with. And it's like comparing apples and oranges. I mean, Pink is the most top-class performer ever. She's an amazing lady. She's an amazing singer. It's been such an honor to be on stage with her because she kicks everybody's butt because she is so darn good. But, you know, being on stage with Billy Idol is amazing. I've played with Foreigner on and off for years, and the last incarnation, Foreigner in particular, we just had the best time ever. And Cher is just amazing. She's an icon. And the audiences vary so much, and the venues vary so much. And I'm at such a different point in my life that I got to say I'm really fortunate because I've had some of the most amazing experiences. I've had very few negative experiences, let's put it that way. And there have been such highs from every tour that it's just, I can't say enough great stuff about just about everybody. Sorry to not be so specific, but I really feel that way.
I love it. So here's the thing. From Pink to Cher to Foreigner to everybody that you've ever played with, what is it that we are so drawn to the drummer? And you see it on stage where you get your moment. I bet you've never been on stage with anybody where they didn't sort of back away and give you that moment to riff. I call it riffing. I'm sure there's another word for it, right?
That's a great word. I like that better than drum solo. Honestly, I mean, there have been actually a few tours where I haven't played a solo, but, you know, to answer your first question about what's special about drummers, two things are special about drummers. Rhythm is the foundation of everything. Every component of our bodies, we have rhythm, from our heartbeat to our blood flow to our every bit of our chemistry. So and everything has a cycle. Everything is a rhythm. The sun, the earth, the solar system, it's all based on rhythms and cycles. So it really is the foundation of life. And drummers are an amazing community of people. And so I've done probably over 1,000 drumming events. We call them drum clinics or drum seminars. And drummers just get together. They love to use your word, to riff off of each other. And drummers tend to be very, very giving, selfless people. And I can't really even name more than two drummers I've ever met that have been anything other than completely lovely and supportive. And maybe it's just because rhythm is so foundational and people that are drawn to the drums are such sort of foundational and community-oriented people. And everything is built on the rhythm. And even if you're playing another instrument or whether you're working in business, it's all about timing. Timing is everything. Timing is everything, whether you're playing in a band, whether you're pitching a client, whether you're communicating with your lover, you know, timing is everything.
Yeah, well said. Timing is everything. I love the name of your book, Conquering Life's Stage Fright. So tell us about that, you know, the steps to being, you know, the three steps to top performance. Why did you jump into writing a book?
Well, as I said earlier, I've been doing drumming events, drum clinics, we call them in the business, although I'm not fond of that word per se. But I realized after doing many of those that people were resonating more with my stories of success and wanting to hear about how I got to where I got to, as opposed to people, you know, the drummers really like hearing about the technical stuff as well. But I found if that's what those people are resonating with and they're drummers and they're musicians, I thought, well, wait a minute. Maybe I could take music, use it as a metaphor, and start communicating in other contexts. corporate world, the collegiate world. Even I've worked with a bunch of kids in detention camps. I've been on the board of directors for Create Now that mentors at-risk and high-risk kids. And everybody resonates with the stories of how somebody has created success, especially because I failed an audition miserably in the early days because of deleterious stage fright and performance anxiety. And that was an impetus for me to analyze, study, research, network, discover. And I uncovered some habits and rituals, three core concepts that I knew were the foundation of top performance. They were derived from a dear friend of mine, Dr. Jim Samuels, who's a great thinker. I derived the three concepts from concepts he had. And I wanted to scream and shout about it, but I decided to write a book about it instead. And my wife said, that's great, honey. Why don't you run it by some other performers in other areas of life, other quote-unquote top performers, just to kind of test these philosophies on them. And that was an amazing idea because I ended up interviewing nearly 50 people for my book, people in all areas of life, ranging everybody from Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, to actor Jeremy Piven, astronaut Alan Bean, the associate managing editor for Fortune magazine, a gal by the name of Lee Gallagher, who's now become a friend of mine and ended up writing the foreword to my book. And these people gave me stories and secrets and endorsements of these three core concepts. And I realized I really am onto something. And I thought, you know, everybody has had those moments where you either step up or step through in some sort of communication, whether it's giving a toast at a friend's wedding, doing a sales pitch, communicating with an associate, with your boss, getting up in front of 5,000 people to give a speech, or getting up in front of 50,000 people to play a rock and roll show. And what do we do in those moments where there's stage fright or where there's anxiety or where there's even hesitancy? So I explore a lot of different possibilities about what to do that are based on these three core concepts. And I found that it really resonates so strongly with the corporate world. I've been doing all these speaking gigs because everybody loves drums, everybody loves rock and roll, and the concepts are so sticky and so sort of content-rich, and then I combine that with rhythm and interactive drumming, and I bring people on stage, and I use music as a metaphor to talk about the different components in a particular organization. Like if I'm doing a financial corporate gig, and I'm going to get four people up to demonstrate, you know, like low risk, medium high, and high risk investments, and demonstrate that with rhythm and the unity and the team building component. And so I design these programs, and it's all based on these core concepts that are really foundational for top performance. So it's, I get so excited, I just end up standing up. I was sitting down, I'm standing up. I'm in my recording studio tonight. So,
I love it.
I'm just having a ball. But, you know, it's interesting to sort of transcend one's regular business and use that model in other businesses because it makes it interesting and fresh for other people. And
absolutely.
I look with that in mind.
Oh, and how perfect is that? And Mark, hang on a second. We're going to come back and finish up with Mark Schulman. He's just too darn interesting to let him go. So we got to step.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, he's in our virtual green room / his studio in California. Mark Schulman is back with us, and he's written a book called Conquering Life Stage Fright, 3 Steps to Top Performance, and we were talking about that. He said he was so excited. He was standing up in his studio performing right there. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging through.
Thanks, you're great.
All right, so I gotta ask you this. You know, I'm just thinking in my head, white wedding. You know, Billy Idol. What was Billy Idol like?
Billy's awesome. I worked with Billy on and off for like 8 years, and the first thing I ever did with him was record the song for the end title for that movie, Speed. Remember Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Sandra Bullock? Yeah, it was the first thing I ever did. Went to the studio, and then we worked together a lot. We did some recording, we did some writing, and then we did some touring as well. We did the VH1 Storytellers. And Billy's the real deal, man. He's the real deal. He's an amazing performer. You can cut his vibe with a knife. You know, he's really, really deep, and he's also quite a historian. I mean, first of all, he was one of the original punks, and most people don't know that. He was a singer for Generation X, which is a band that broke out of England around the same time as the Sex Pistols and The Clash. And so he's got that foundation. So he really has this rugged, tough punk foundation, but he combines that with some serious, crunchy rock and roll and a lot of sex. You know, and he's awesome. I mean, when he's on his game, he's amazing. His lyrics are really powerful, and man, what a performer! I talk about him. You know, the thing that's cool about what I get to do when I do my speaking presentations is I get to tell stories and use all these people as metaphors for success. Because, you know, you look at these like multi-millionaire, incredibly successful rock stars, and there's no accident to success. So a lot of what I draw from is I draw from my analysis of these people and, you know, talk about what I've learned from them and use them as examples. And I definitely use Billy as an example, and Pink as an example, and Cher. It's because these people are icons. You know, I've been on stage and worked with some iconic, amazing people, and I got to pinch myself sometimes because I think, wow, I'm very, very grateful, very fortunate.
Yeah, that you can use and all that material you have. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too, the stage fright part of it. You don't have stage fright. There's no way not at this point. I think of you, Velvet Revolver, Ozfest. Are you kidding? How many people were there? It was like a small country, 200,000 plus. I mean, that was insane. That had to be wild.
That was totally insane because I had no rehearsal. My buddy Matt Storm calls me one night. He's all shaking up and says, "Dude, I broke my hand in a water skiing accident. I have to have a plate put in my hand." And, you know, my first thought was nausea. When you talk to another drummer, you think about, oh, my God, that is your life and your livelihood, and they got to put a plate in your hand. And then he happened to call. Literally, I'd finished 3 years of touring with Cher. It was the first farewell tour. And, you know, Eva's entitled to do as many as she wants, you know, look at Elton John. Matt happened to call me when I was off the road. It was just weird. And I happened to be able to do it. So I flew out and met the guys. And then, you know, next thing I know, we're sound checking. And talk about the loudest band I've ever played with in my life. And then next thing I know, I'm on stage with Velvet Revolver. I'm playing in front of 20,000 hard rock, heavy metal fans all going, dude, you know, very different audience. For me, because it was a festival, so it was a lot of heavy bands, and we were co-headlining with Black Sabbath, and it was a trip, and playing with Slash and Duff, and even Scott Weiland, who's kind of a interesting cat and an amazing, amazing performer. Again, one of those experiences that I think back, and it almost seems surreal to me, but I was out with those guys for 6 weeks, and man, Slash and Duff, particularly them, what gentlemen they are, man. They were just so incredibly cool. And this was the end of the tour for them. So I think the last thing they needed was try to, you know, work somebody else new into the band. I just did my best to just, you know, be Matt, play like Matt, support the band, and rock so hard that I felt like my arms were going to break off.
I love it. That your arms are going to break off. Yeah, that's great. What a story. So have you seen Whiplash, that movie?
Oh, I have a very, very, as you can tell, I'm a very positive guy, and I like to try to find what I like in most things. And all I'll say about that movie is, well, I could say a lot. I'll say they totally missed the point. They missed the point completely. They missed the point of the joy.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic movie about pain and agony and bad coaching and bloody hands, and they never once even touched on the joy of playing music, the thing that motivates you to do it. They missed the point. That sure was a good dramatic flick, and I'll tell you something else that really got me angry about that movie. I'm sorry, I'm going to go on a little bit. When it was done, I thought the great thing about the movie was the music. They had these amazing big band arrangements. There was no credit anywhere. I am good at doing research, and I went online 15 minutes. I could not find the musicians that played on the soundtrack listed anywhere. And I was texting some of my drumming buddies, and my buddy Greg Bissonette, who's an amazing drummer, he's like, oh, yeah, it was Bernie Dressel who played drums. And Bernie's amazing. You know, how could they do that? How could they make a movie about drums with all these great arrangements and not credit the musicians and not talk about the joy? Okay, I'm done. That's it.
Now, I agree with you. I can't believe they didn't credit the musicians. Are you kidding? And especially in the movie industry, because if you sit there, they credit everyone. That's such a, for a lot of good directors, that's a big deal, and producers even. The fact that they would have messed up there, wow. Good for you that you found that out and dug around to try to figure out what was happening.
Because I needed to know. Because I think that was the most valuable component of that movie was exposing people to all those that amazing big band music. So anyway.
Yeah,
now
I agree with you.
I
agree with you. So obviously you've got all kinds of things going on: teaching, traveling, playing with different people, pick up. Yeah,
September 12th. Yeah,
all kinds of stuff. So that's September 12th, right?
And this is book release. We're actually doing an all-star jam session and book release, of course, because that's how I roll, baby. Got a bunch of my friends playing, and we're playing at Guitar Center Hollywood on September 12th. So that's going to be really fun. And I'm just busy. I'm doing a lot of corporate events and recording. I got this kid named Jack Milner George, a 16-year-old New Zealand bloke here, and I'm producing two songs for him. We're in the studio right now. We're editing vocals. Never a dull moment. And I'm just loving my family, my 5-year-old daughter, and just doing a lot of playing, and no specific tour at this moment, which is very interesting for me, and I'm just loving the time to spend with my family and doing the corporate gigs and doing the book release and doing the sessions and doing the writing. So I get to shift gears a little bit, because most of the times in my life, the last 27 years, I've been on the road. So it's nice to be off the road for a little bit here.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I'm taking up the ukulele. When I get good, I'll come out and I'll jam with you.
You ought to do it. And you know what? Anytime you want a drum lesson, I'm your man.
Oh, love it.
I'll give you drum lessons.
Oh.
And I promise you it's going to be joyful. It won't hurt.
Oh, love it. We got to do a documentary. I love it. All right, Mark, terrific. People can pick up your book, I'm sure, at Amazon and all the regular places.
Yeah, after September 12th, it'll be available on Amazon. That's the plan, yes.
Awesome. I love it. Rock on, brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate. You rock too, baby. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We'll see you down the road. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, check it out again. Like Mark said, his book coming out September 12th, so pick it up on Amazon, Conquering Life, Stage Fright. I love the analogies, I mean, the metaphors especially, that he said he was wrapping in, 3 steps to top performance, because think of the people that he's performed with and imagine the stories, their background. I mean, that's what it is, right? What gets a person to where they are? And you just see the highlights, the VH1, the MTV. I mean, now actually the Vines, the whatever on your, you know, on your cell phone, because we live in the 140 character world of Twitter too. And that's what you see, but you don't see the story behind the story of how the person actually got to where they are. What happened with Pink? What happened with Sheryl Crow? What happened with Foreigner and half of the people that Mark has come across and all the different cultures and that kind of thing? And just how they're human, you know? And he's just got terrific stories. And you can find out more about Mark, too, if you go to markschulman.com. Markschulman.com. And, you know, just like a lot of drummers that I've talked to and I've spoken with probably in my career, maybe a dozen, it's funny, but they all have that beat thing when they're a kid. So when they're, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, they're destined to play the drums because they have that, it's the rhythm, it's the deal, it's the, you know, the movement, something about that. And it's funny, but I saw Cher in her Dressed to Kill tour, and that was last year, so I saw Mark playing, and just a terrific drummer. But you can, if you go to the website too, he's got a bunch of stuff, what I would call a riff, but he's got some drum tracks up there, so you can actually check it out, because I guarantee some of you that heard us talking are curious now about Mark and more about his background, and then transitioning that obviously into a speaking career that he's mixed in with some other things too as well. All right, coming up on America Tonight, it's crunch time for a few people to make some decisions politically speaking. I'll tell you what, I can't help it. I just ache for a third party, right? Ever since I started this show, that's what I said, and I still am sticking by that. Hang with us. We're in your zone. Back in a second.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at GCNLive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at GCNLive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at GCNLive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at Delicious.com.
We got some new movies. Perhaps this is the day that you say, you know what, I'm going to just escape it all and I'm going to go check out a flick. There is a movie that's coming out that we're going to tell you about that's kind of kicking up some dust in Southern California, and it's called Out of Compton. And they're saying that deputies are going to be doing patrol techs during their shifts, and they're going to monitor the release because they're worried around movie theaters, especially in the urban areas, as this movie release, Straight Out of Compton, happens. The L.A. Police Department is sending out tons of extra officers in areas that you may have heard of, Crenshaw, Exposition Park, Jefferson Park, areas where it can get a little rough, let's say. And they're patrolling them on foot and in cars and all that kind of stuff. And especially because also of the things that have happened in movie theaters, sadly, lately, Antioch, Tennessee, and Lafayette, Louisiana, in Newport Beach, California, there was a little bit of a scare because somebody had a leaf blower and went flying into the theater trying to scare people to death. And it worked because they didn't know what it was and immediately ran. And now it's kind of, it sounds silly to say this, but are you looking over your shoulder at when you go to the movies? And this movie is about the origins of what happened in Compton, you know, where Ice Cube co-founded 1987, along with Dr. Dre and a few others, Easy and whatnot, the music, the West Coast rap scene. But before we get there and get to these patrols and everything else, there was a television show called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. that was pretty popular. That is now on the big screen in wide release, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Here's a snippet.
Are they still following us?
Yes.
Is there one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Is he looking at us?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have just one hand on the steering wheel?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Nicely done.
Recently discovered the existence of an international criminal organization with ties to former Nazis. Rumor has it
they built an atom bomb.
We have no choice but to work together to infiltrate this organization.
We'll leave you to get acquainted.
Napoleon Soul,
the CIA's most effective agent.
Ilya Kuryakin.
KGB, the youngest man to join in their best within 3 years.
America is teaming up with Russia.
Things could get a little messy. The thing is,
I work better alone.
I work better alone, too.
Okay.
I'll let you tag along.
How did you get the invitation to my party?
I stole it.
So you're a thief. I hope you wear a mask.
Sometimes. Just never when I'm stealing this. Not very good at this whole subtlety thing, are you?
It'll be like this for 20 minutes. Can't touch.
You made me put you over my knee.
They want to wrestle.
Yeah, I did not say that.
Shall we?
Special agent, you're not having a very special day, are you?
Do these belong to you or to me?
All right, so Man from U.N.C.L.E., height of the Cold War, criminal organization, planning to use nuclear weapons, you get the idea. So how do you balance it out? Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer are the duo in this one that was recreated from a series in the early 60s. Guy Ritchie is the director, Madonna's ex-husband. An hour, 56 minutes, PG-13, action-adventure, a little bit of comedy. Might find an audience. Hugh Grant is also in it, by the way. All right, here is Straight Outta Compton.
I heard you've been spending a lot of time at your auntie house. How's the castle life?
Got my woman and my baby living there. It's hard, man. But you know, everybody can't do what you do.
Really, what I do, getting straight out, Trey.
Where the money at?
Why you gonna be so ruthless, cuz?
I make a few changes.
Where you think you're going?
I'm just trying to get home.
That's fine. Get back in the house. I've been ruining your life.
I gotta talk to my mom like that.
You have a chance. Change the situation.
Would you take it?
Just hit that first beat hard. All right, you cruising down the street.
All right.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
Hey, that was dope, eh?
You're listening to Compton's very own Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Dr. Dre. I gotta tell you, you are witnessing history.
People are scared of you guys. You have a unique voice. The world needs you.
They want N.W.A.? Let's give them N.W.A.
This is only the tip of the iceberg, gentlemen.
What's going on? What do you have in that bag?
Are you kidding me? You can't take that in a bus.
When I got a dog.
This song glamorized gangs and drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality.
guys supposed to be somewhere?
These are artists. Rap is not an art.
You cannot come down here and harass my clients because of what they look like.
I promise you, things are going to be different from here on out.
Listen, to be honest with you, I don't know anything about hip-hop, but I know that you're special.
You want to be involved with this gangster life? Here we go.
Speak a little truth and people lose their mind.
This isn't the Crips and Bloods. This is a threat from the federal government.
They're trying to tell us what we can't play. Sit there and govern your work. Yo, Trey.
What up?
I got something to say.
We can keep going, man. We can take over the goddamn world.
Got a little gust of wind and I'm dead. Believe it, never read no one of these forgetting. So as I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton.
All right, Paul Giamatti's in it. You can hear his voice. Aldis Hodge, Jason Mitchell, Keith Stanfield is in it, too, as well. And it's about the whole music scene in the West Coast that I mentioned. And this film is, I think it's going to definitely find an audience. But, you know, be prepared. 2 hours, 30 minutes, if you go and see it. It's rated R, absolutely heavy drama, of course. And the concern is what will happen around the movie, that they beefed up the patrols, as I already mentioned, in and around Compton, and just to be sure that nothing happens and, you know, that they're taking it very serious in Los Angeles. Let's put it that way. I think it finds an audience, absolutely. I think it finds an audience and does pretty good at the movie theaters. In everything that I've seen, including Rotten Tomatoes, it got 92%, which is pretty good. IMDb, another rating system, 7.5 out of 10. So this may be one of those that you wait for it to stream when you're hanging out on the couch and you're looking for something to watch. Say, ah, yeah, the whole music scene thing. If you are a fan of rap anyway, then that would be, I think, interesting to you to hear the story, because it really portrays the story of what happened. I hadn't been to a movie in a while, and I happened to catch a movie earlier in the week called Mission Impossible. And I think it's the best vehicle for Tom Cruise, honestly. And this one was really good. The plot was pretty good. It was, you know, had its fantasy moments in it, but I think they were good. Jeremy Renner was in it. He was in the last one, and he was excellent in this. Simon Pegg, same thing. He was excellent in it, too. And I would recommend Mission Impossible. If you decide you're going to go to the movies, I would think about Mission Impossible if you like that genre. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Thanks to Kyle for his excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody. And thanks for listening once again to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.